Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
Welcome to today's podcast. Today we're going to briefly discuss a study that recently came out about the effects of probiotics on cholesterol levels. We know that high cholesterol is one of many risk factors for heart disease, right? In addition to high cholesterol, high blood pressure, smoking, diabetes, obesity, elevated C-reactive protein, a marker of inflammation in the body, family history, and so on, are all risk factors for heart disease. However, high cholesterol seems to get a lot of attention primarily because of cholesterol medications' popularity, such as atorvastatin and or Lipitor, as it's commonly known, simvastatin, also known as Zocor, and other cholesterol-lowering medications. We know that heart disease is a leading killer of people, not only in the United States, but also Europe and Asia. And unfortunately, as more countries adopt the Western lifestyle in place of their traditional ancestral diets, heart disease will probably continue to progress. In the United States alone, deaths due to heart disease and vascular disease in general unnecessarily kill almost 1 million people every year. Right. And again, high blood pressure is one of these leading risk factors in addition to high cholesterol. As a matter of fact, chest pain is one of the main reasons patients go to the emergency room. And over the last, 15 years that I've been in practice, I've done a lot of hospital work and, almost daily when I would be rounding in the hospital, our medical group would be admitting somebody with chest pain. And so a study got my attention here the other day and talked about the effects of probiotics on cholesterol, right? So if you're taking cholesterol medication, you've been instructed to do so perhaps by your cardiologist, perhaps by your primary care physician. By no means am I advising you stop this cholesterol medication. However, you may have another tool in your arsenal here to help combat this elevated cholesterol. Obviously, diet is super important, and eating, consuming a diet high in fiber and vegetables and fruits are extremely important. Having a diet low in sugar and carbohydrates also very important to help prevent cholesterol levels from being elevated. So the study I'm referring to came from the Journal of Medicine, published in February 2018, and it was what they call a randomized control trial. It was actually a meta-analysis. So basically, it was a study that looked at a whole bunch of other studies that specifically were randomized control trials, meaning that half the group received an active medication, the other in this case, a probiotic supplement, and the other half of the patients received a placebo pill. And this study evaluated 32 other studies that included almost 1,971, almost 2,000 patients in total. And what they showed that in the patients who took the probiotic supplement, okay, in the studies, it was various types of probiotics, and not just one specific strain. So many types of probiotics. So this is good because, again, probiotics come in many different strains, and it appears that they may all be beneficial. The study results showed that those who took the probiotic significantly reduced their total cholesterol, somewhere by about 14 points. Okay, this is quite significant. Not as good as cholesterol medications, but again, quite significant if cholesterol can be lowered 14 points simply by optimizing gut health, simply by reintroducing and providing additional healthy bacteria to the intestinal tract. The authors of the study concluded, quote, "Available evidence indicates that probiotic supplements
can significantly reduce total cholesterol levels. So again, this is a just one particular study that looked at 32 other studies. If you're currently taking cholesterol medication, do not stop taking it unless advised to do so by your doctor. But this is very encouraging, as people currently will be taking probiotics to help not only with intestinal health in general, maybe to help with the digestion, maybe to help minimize symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome, bloating, constipation, and diarrhea. And now it appears that probiotics can also help lower cholesterol. I'm going to go ahead and post the link to this study in the description of this podcast. Hope you find this information useful. And if you're looking to buy a good quality probiotic, I would go online, perhaps visit a nutritional website such as iHerb.com or Vitamin Shop, or even visit a local health food store and go ahead and purchase a probiotic. I usually recommend anywhere between at least 10 billion units up to maybe even 100 billion or 200 billion units per day. I usually recommend starting low at about 10, maybe 15 billion units. And over time, if you do okay with that and don't have any intestinal concerns or bloating, then you can simply increase the dosage. Thank you very much for listening to today's podcast, and have a great day.